You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Check this out. Winning huge money has never been easier than right now at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-day fantasy sports site. No matter what your sport is, college or pro, basketball, baseball, even golf, DraftKings is awarding huge cash prizes this month during March Millions. Already? This is a fact, man. Some guy named James Tran won $1 million in one day. One day fantasy sports means no season-long commitments, no being stuck with crappy players, just instant cash, instant gratification. That's what we all like. Instant gratification. That's my whole life. Drugs, alcohol, women, comedy. Now I can do it at DraftKings.com. Right now, you can play for free to win real cash at DraftKings.com. Up to $200 million. Pick any sport, like college basketball. The madness has already started, and free spots are going quick. Enter Kelly at DraftKings.com before Friday for your free entry. That's Kelly at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
No. I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast.
All right, check it out. We're live. Welcome, all you fucking weirdos and losers who are fucking up right now watching this on your iPad or your iPhone. If you're on your computer watching this, that's fucking sad. The fact that you don't have a tablet in 2014. Get a fucking tablet free when you open a savings account right now. We got a great show tonight. This is a late night show. I got two of my favorite. This is the next gen. These are the fucking cunts that are right on our ass.
Are you being honest?
Yeah, I'm fucking being absolutely honest. I got two of the motherfuckers that me and Keith and Quinn talk about. I remember Patrice used to talk about it all the time. These motherfuckers, they're right there, Bobby. These fucking little young lions. They're playing, they're hanging out, but they're waiting to grow their fucking mane and to come up and challenge you in front of the fucking pack.
Circle of life, man.
That's it, bro.
Just fuck. Fuck it, I can't sit at the table because you two assholes, you don't get up. I walk in, you don't get up. Right now, one of you would probably, oh, you want to sit down or move over at least? There's going to be a day where you guys just keep talking.
Nope.
Fucking Daddy Bob, go fucking take care of your kid.
Yeah.
But you know what the best part about it is, guys? You'll be here too.
That's no problem.
Yeah. One of you will.
Yeah.
One of you won't. One of you might make it really big.
My fantasy is that someday you can't sit down because my bag is on a chair. That would make me happy.
I got the joke. You know who didn't get the joke? Chris.
I didn't
Chris Scopo. Anybody listening to this fucking.
Yeah.
I got it.
You got it?
Big Kurt.
You actually did my joke. You just made it more wordy and less funny.
Yeah. Well, it was a little late.
It was a little.
You put the swag in it.
We got Michael Che.
What's that?
One of my favorite new friends and new guys around.
And the guy that just told that joke, Chris DiStefano.
Chris DiStefano. No, that wasn't it. Chris, who's been on the show before, is another one of my favorites. He's fucking tearing it up. And then who just came in late because he's a pothead.
That's why. No, yeah, you know, I came in late because Bill Burr just got bumped by Seinfeld down there. Okay. And Keith would not let it go. I had to just watch how much he smashed Bill because Bill. fucking.
Oh, we missed
they,
it.
Dude, they could have just told Bill, like, hey, Seinfeld's going on. But Linda and Seinfeld came up to Bill. So we're all sitting at the table. So we're all, like, froze. And Bill, he goes, yeah, listen, Bill. And they're just talking. And it dawns on Bill. Seinfeld's, like, trying to tell him I'm taking your spot.
Listen, I'm going to go up. I just noticed some things today, and I want to get them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he goes, you know, he's doing Fallon or something. And then fucking Bill's like, yeah, so you heard about that new electric car that they got fast one and slow. He just starts sputtering this shit about cars. And Keith, he won't let it go. He's fucking.
Well, he's ripping three. Bill Burr. He's three swirls in.
Yeah, Keith is three. It was a bad time for that to happen to Bill.
Yeah, very bad time because he's downstairs. I locked the door. Actually, can you go? I don't want Keith coming up. Go lock the door. I don't want him showing up.
But then I texted Scoba. I'm like, do you want me to see if Bill wants to come up? And he just goes, Bobby said no.
I didn't say no. The reason why, fuck it. Listen, Jesus Christ, what are you fucking Howard Stern? I didn't say no.
Yeah.
I said no.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Oh.
No, just because we're having, I had to get the show going. I need. I want you guys on. I got to get the fuck out of here. I got a kid at the house. I'm not waiting fucking 45 minutes until Seinfeld gets on and then Bill gets off and now it's 1 in the morning. Oh. You guys are on the show. I don't want to fuck you guys either.
Yeah, all right. I mean, no, it's all right.
Every time, by the way, every time I see Seinfeld, he like, I can see in his eyes, he remembers me.
And from what?
Like, from when I got fired off Papa's show.
You got fired off of what?
I was doing crowd warm-up for one day on the marriage ref.
Right.
You remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, Papa and the chick from Last Comic Standing, they were like nice and hooked me up with this job because Joey Cola, I guess, was the original guy.
One of the nicest guys in show business.
He's a great warm-up guy.
Unbelievable professional warm-up guy, which I usually don't like those guys because then you do a show with them and they do 40 minutes. Where'd you get that shirt? What do you do? Fucking fuck off. Then I go up there and try to tell a joke and they're like, no, make fun of our shirts.
Yeah.
But so, Joey is one of the fucking good ones.
Yeah, so Jerry, I guess, decided like he was sick of this warm-up. Like he wanted to try doing a just a regular comic doing jokes instead of a warm-up guy, right? Just to like see.
Yeah.
So I show up. So then so Papa came to me. I'm like, all right, I could do a clean probably warm-up set.
You?
Yeah, I could.
All right, I didn't mean that. Just came out. I'm sorry.
No, but you're not wrong. You're very right.
I just talked to you on a fucking daily. It's just disgusting. You're one of the biggest creeps ever.
He did get fired in one day.
There we go.
Well, yeah, because I'm a terrible. By the way, Joey Cole should never have been removed from that position. Like,
no.
So I show up and so the Steinbergs are managing me then, right? And then Evan calls me. All right, buddy, here's the money. And it was like $1,500 a day for like,
nice.
Dude, oof. For like, it was like some long amount of time where I was like, I got emotionally attached to that money before like anything with like doing the job. And then, so I show up and like, not only was I was okay, like my set, but like I fucked up every, like I walked in front of a camera and shit on my way out. And like, dude, I just fucked, there's no reason Joey Cola should ever have been taken off and me putting in there. But, this is the first thing I ever did where I got like fired, you know, in a day. So I get off stage and then everyone's like not talking to me. Like,
isn't it? Can I just say something real quick? This business is such a fucking shit. It's one of the fucking levels of hell. I swear to God, it's in Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, yeah.
Show business should be. Because this fucking business, you walk in, it's the best time of your life.
Yeah.
People are treating you like a god.
Right, right.
And one second, one person doesn't like you. The people that just talked about your family and and they showed you pictures of their kid and you're going to get together and they're going to come to your show, they ignore you. Because they don't want to fucking deal with the confrontation.
Yeah, dude. But I had no idea what happened. I thought it kind of went fine, even though
because you're a sociopath.
You know what? It probably was.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Like I was like Butterfingers with shit.
I almost kissed Kurt on the lips at the stand last week. Remember that? Yeah. Fucking cigarette
what
breath.
What the fuck are you talking
dude,
about?
Dude, his breath. He smelled cigarette breath, and that's what my ex girlfriend's breath always used to smell like. And I fucking got entranced. And thank God, there was people there.
It almost really.
Wait.
So the guy code of silence almost fucking was an action.
Yeah.
The guy code. That's not guy code. Yeah. That would have been not guy code.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, never kiss a guy.
Charlamagne.
Smells like cigarettes.
I've been breaking every fucking code in the book.
Well, so nobody's talking. So I have no idea that I'm. So I sat through the whole fucking. I could have just left. I sat through the whole goddamn show, like fake laughing with the fucking couples and shit. And then at the end, Seinfeld just like looked at me and said, "All right." And he shook my hand, and I'm like, and the next day. I still thought I was going back. And I was like, yeah, tomorrow's another day.
Another then, day in your fucking shit life where you got fired.
Yeah, and then
Evan, did you show up? Please tell me you showed up.
No, Evan called me in the morning before I was about to leave.
Buddy.
He's like, yep, just like
buddy.
That. He goes, they said they want to go a different direction. You're getting Joey Cola back. So, so then later that night, I was doing these web interviews for Comedy Central, yeah. right? Yeah. Where we go for the New York Comedy Festival. So
there's more to this story?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So while I was in the dressing room, you know his manager?
Fucking putting Che to sleep. Speed it up. When you bought him.
Seinfeld's manager, that, the legendary guy that discovered Andy Kaufman.
What's his name? Shapiro something?
Yeah, he's old. He's old now. So he's in the dressing room going on about how he has a step counter and counts all his steps per day, and he's up to a lot of steps, right?
Right. When I got fascinating.
Fired. Yeah. So I'm at the red carpet thing. So I just got fired that day.
Yeah.
Here comes Seinfeld with his manager.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've got to try. And they're like, try to get Seinfeld. I'm like, oh, this should be good. And then his fucking manager comes first. So I jump on the manager and I go, hey, I heard you're taking a lot of steps now and you got a step count. Like, he forgot that he just told me that story earlier. Oh. And then Seinfeld just sees me talking to the dude. And like, I've never even seen somebody make a face like, it was like, you still are here? Like, I thought I had you killed, you know? Like, oof. And he just hustled him off. And every time he sees me, he just looks at me like the fucking. Like a bug, basically. I don't like
the way we all look at you.
Yeah, but
different.
Not from Seinfeld.
Listen, that's Kurt.
Yeah, but he's
Kurt Metzger opening up the show with a story that fell off a cliff. Dude, I thought you were gonna get fucking this.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Then you're in a fucking with counting.
You know what?
Shit, man. That fucking who gives a fuck?
I could have sold
Turkish
it.
Life.
I could have sold it. Oh shit! I could have sold it, but then you kind of took my confidence.
We
out
got
of it.
Chrissy D.
Yep.
From I mean, you're fucking. Here's the thing: there's so many levels of this business in the room right now. I mean, Mike, you're fucking exploding.
Not really.
Yeah, you're humble, which I like, but it makes me want to fucking hate you more. Fucking Che's humbleness.
I know.
Do you understand?
I wish you knew. It's not that. I'll take it, but it's not that.
Listen, brother. Listen, you've been fucking doing comedy for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay? You're already closing before me at the Cellar.
Yeah.
Fuck you and fuck everybody else, all right? Then you got Chrissy D. Jesus Christ, are you still doing the guy code thing? What's going
on?
Yeah,
all that stuff.
How's the tour going? You still on that fucking tour with the two broads?
No, that stopped. So
really?
Now it's just me. Yeah, it's just me. And
can you talk
them.
About this stuff? Or
yeah,
you
sure. No, yeah, you know, we
I kind of want to hear about this.
Yeah. I fucking want to hear about this.
You want to hear about
you
it?
You understand, we've been fucking trashing you.
Yeah. Why?
In a good way. We love you. Everybody in the show loves you. But just the fact that, dude, we know you. You're a fucking guy. You're one of us.
Yeah.
And you're on a fucking tour with two broads who've been doing comedy for 8 seconds.
I know.
And it must have been a hard thing to look. I've been on tour with other guy comics. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's the best thing ever to be on tour. I love it.
Right.
But to be on the tour with your chick.
Yeah.
And then the thing fell apart on tour. Dude, that's fucking crazy.
I didn't even know about this.
Nah, yeah, it was difficult, man. I mean, you know, everything was good, and then, you know, and then you go on the tour, and then we break up, and it was rough because now you got two girls who are friends who are just teaming up against me and talking about, you know, my ex is talking about her new life in front of me. She's talking about it on stage. She's burying me on stage with telling the crowd private things. I'm coming up to booze. I have to dig myself
out.
Wait,
hold on.
What?
Wait. Yeah. The main thing, but she's on the market. I just want to.
She is. Yes, yeah, so go after you. Yeah, she's like, sure. Yeah.
You're going to fucking follow who she's dating now. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
Che would be the only one in the room who has a chance.
It's fucking, I know.
She's a basketball player, right? She's dating a basketball player?
Is she really?
I don't know anymore. I don't know. She was, you know, I think she was. I don't know. I had to let go of the whole situation.
Allegedly.
Good for you, man.
First of all, everything is allegedly. Then you won't get in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know. You know, like whatever it is, it is. I mean, you know, I just kind of.
Are you on good terms with her?
No.
Wow,
I mean,
really?
I would. I mean, it's not on me.
Are you fucking listening?
I was in the beginning, though.
I tried to do everything I could to, like, you know.
Thinking about where that Seinfeld story went wrong, and I did not listen the whole first 10 minutes of it.
Well, here's the thing.
You lost us at George Shapiro's step count.
So then I'm in line, and then Jerry gives me a face that I can't explain on radio.
It was like a chick story, kind of. Oh, I should be on Girl Code, maybe.
Do it.
I really girl coded.
Why don't you replace? You can replace.
Probably can now.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Let me tell you something. We got chemistry.
I,
you like
I,
my breath.
Yeah, dude, your breath smelled great.
I want to get back to this. Seriously. Yeah. You're on... Chris, this is phenomenal fucking overnight success you hit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really.
Nah, I don't know. Same thing like Mike. I mean, I don't think of it.
Well, Mike's... You hit... What Mike did is a little different, I think. I think Mike... Both of you guys were kind of doing the same thing. But you hit onto a show that was a hit with kids on MTV.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, that's a little different. Mike, you guys are both doing the same thing in your careers.
Right.
You know, where you're getting stuff and you're moving up and you're stepping up in the clubs and all that. But you hit onto something that like was overnight. You went from thousands of followers on Twitter to hundreds of thousands because of this show, Guy Code and Girl Code. And then you were dating one of the girls on Girl Code, which fucking went holy shit for you.
Yeah.
And which was all, look, make fun of it or not, like those shows or not, there's no way none of you guys are going to turn it down out of I want to be respected. No, you fucking take the money, you do the shows, you go on the tours, you learn, you make your bones, and then when the dust settles, then you go back to the clubs and you work on your act and you do, and then you get the next thing, whatever. But this thing fucking was nuts. So you were on this crazy ride with this smoking hot chick. I mean, this is fucking nuts, and you're touring together. This is the best of everything.
Can I ask you something? Were you guys date? I don't know why, but I thought you guys were dating, and then both ended up on the show. Did you meet from the show?
No. I met her. I had already filmed. Girl Code didn't even exist yet. I met her. I just filmed the first season of Guy Code, and then I met her at a stand up comedy club, and I introduced her to like the people, because the same guy that created Guy Code created Girl Code. So I
really?
Introduced her. Yeah, yeah.
So I an asshole.
Yeah. Sorry.
What are you, Kurt?
Yeah. So
Mike's gonna leave.
Yeah. So they saw her. She was doing a show with me, and they saw her. But I mean, she got on the show fair and square. Like, you know, I didn't. Some people, like my boys, are like, ah, you know, fuck her. You made her career. I'm like, nah, I didn't. You know, she did her own thing. I didn't write her jokes for her. She wrote her own jokes. You know, I mean, I introduced her to the people, but yeah, right. That would have been worse, but. I mean, look, she's, you know, I had to just come to a, I mean, it was brutal for me. It was really like the worst 2 months of my life, but I just had to get to a place where accept.
Can I ask you a question, though? Yeah. Do you think that this being on tour, what's up, Bubba? Yeah, what do you need?
I have a present.
Come in.
From you.
Come in. What is that?
This is from Amy.
Amy?
Amy Schumer.
Schumer?
That is great.
Is she on the fucking road right?
Your success.
Tell Amy Schumer is the funniest fucking this motherfucker. Listen, first of all, if I get Amy, get me on a one. Listen, Amy, you motherfucker. This is when you know she's on some tour bus right now. She fucking saw it. She's probably laughing at us fucking assholes in this stupid room. Fucking, she just had a sold out fucking theater show with Mark Robot Norman. Give it up for your next
shit.
Amy Schumer.
Robot Norman. He really is a Chuck E. Cheese bot, isn't he?
I don't eat carbs. Look at me. I lost all. Look at
it. It's like she's nine slices of bread.
Oh my god! a noodles.
You will not fucking break.
Oh, this is live.
I haven't had carbs or sugars in almost 6 months.
Congrats, man.
40 fucking pounds, and that you got to get it out of here because first of all, I'll tell you why you got to get it out of here. That
looks
fucking
great.
Smells fantastic. Where did you get that?
Where's it from?
You're a fucking evil bitch.
I'm sorry.
Wow. You're a fucking evil bitch. Get that the fuck out of here. Wow. You're not breaking me. That's it's good. Not happening. First of all, it's not happening on live video. I'm not fucking letting... If I'm going to do that, I'm going to do it in a closet in a fucking Holiday Inn Express. All right? Thank you, Amy. She's funny, dude. How funny is that?
That is really funny.
She's literally one of the funniest human beings walking the planet.
Yeah.
I saw her special in Vegas. I was in Vegas. She was in Vegas. She was at the Riviera doing her hour at the theater. I went down. I don't fucking watch comedy. I don't really do that. I went down by myself after my show and watched her, snuck in and saw her do her special. Dude, she's fucking... I was like this. Like,
Amy's like only like a 9-year comic, right?
She fucking works hard.
For being fucking 8 or 9 years in, that's crazy
fucking
how good she is.
Kills.
Yeah, she's
great. Mean, this is what I love when a comic goes up and kills from here to here.
Yeah.
There's no fucking lull. It doesn't matter if there's a fucking check spot. It doesn't matter if none of it matters. From here to here, fucking annihilated. I forgot that I do comedy. I was like this, like that was, I was like, that was fun. Like I should, I want to come again. No, I can't. I have a fucking show myself, you fucking fat bald idiot.
She's killer out there.
Yeah, she's still great.
It still smells this fucking goddamn.
Smells good. Does
off.
Smell good. I'll That's, eat that shit.
Do you have to deal, by the way, with, because you dated, what's her name? And is that like every time you go somewhere, that's the thing that's going to come up, is your dumb relationship?
Yeah, always. I mean, and Twitter, you know, I mean, every time, like, you know, still to this day, I'll get linked in a tweet with her and they'd be like, can't believe she just said that. And I'm like, I don't even want to look at what that tweet is, you know?
Well, dude, guess what? Because this show, he's totally right. That's great that you jump on that because it's going to be forgotten, the show, pretty quickly. But this bullshit, like, we did panels at Sketchfest in San Francisco. So this chick gets up to ask, there's a question about Jeselnik still. Like her, Amy Sade Jeselnik.
Yeah.
People still want to know. That's an over for a while thing. And then they're in San Francisco and the chick goes up. She goes, now you were in the business with your partner. She kept saying partner because you know it's San Francisco. So it took us like 5 minutes to figure out. She meant fucking Jeselnik.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the kid, you know, they're never going to give it up. But I'm very aware, like, I feel very blessed to be a part of all this, that MTV success, but I'm very aware of.
That sounds bad, man. When you say you're blessed to be something.
No, but I'm just saying, brutal. Like, I'm very aware.
Child soldiers.
Yeah, no.
Quit heroin talk right there. I'm blessed to be in this position right now.
No. I
got knocked out but like, of a fight.
But like, I'm aware, like.
I feel blessed that I'm in this opportunity.
Nah, I know.
Yeah, dude, listen.
I'm aware of it, though.
You're a
you know?
Comedian. You're not an actor.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we're in a room above a comedy. You know, I feel blessed for the gifts that Jesus has given me.
No, I
what
just
are you
mean
fucking
like
Thomas Dale,
dude. I just mean like I'm aware of that. It's 16, 17 year old kids that I don't want to bring that bullshit into my stand up life. Like
look,
I'm aware when I do these theaters, these colleges are fucking sold out. We did 5,000 people theaters. They're sold out, going crazy, and you know they'll go up there. The girls go up there, and again, I don't mean to talk shit about them. They'll kill with whatever. And I go up there and try to do my act, and it's not received as well. But I'm cool with that because I'm like, I want to just be a fucking comic. And I know you don't care about me talking about polio, but they want to talk about Kegels for fucking 3 hours and it'll get applause. But you know what I mean?
What is received well? What does that mean?
Yo, they crush. They absolutely crush.
Okay.
I don't crush nearly as hard as them, and I'm okay with
that. Are you, what's the order of the show?
It depends. You know, Carly usually would go first, and then I would go either me and Jesse May and I would switch off who goes, you know, second. Right. When my ex started talking, when it started to get to the point where she was talking about her new life stuff, and it was kind of putting me in a hole a little bit. I made a decision. I was like, let me just go up first so I don't have to deal. So, you know, because I had to fucking dig every night. And I was like, I'm just tired of this. I want this to be fun.
Did you say to something to her?
Huh?
Are you friends?
No, we're not. I mean,
so is it a fuck you? Like, is she doing that specifically to say fuck you?
I think she's a newer, younger comic that doesn't realize that what she was doing was kind of fucked up, you know? And,
how old is she?
23.
Jesus.
Okay. Well,
But look, I want to be honest, like, on this. Like, I have no, like, I wish her, like, all the best. Like, I have no ill will towards her. Whatever she feels about me, you know? But it is what it is, you know? I mean, she's young. She got fame like that. I get it. Like, there's all type of shit going on in her head.
Did you talk about why you broke up and I didn't hear it?
No, well, I'll tell you. I mean, I don't fucking care. You know, you know, she wanted me to go. You know, she was just like, you know, you don't do this, you don't do that. You know, she just.
What don't you do?
You know, I guess like man shit. I can't fix anything. I don't, you know, do that. Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
you're famous. Like, what? Who? What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Famous people don't have to do man shit.
Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon's having that argument.
Yeah,
you don't fix shit.
You don't fix shit.
What do you mean you don't fix shit though?
What the fuck?
Like fucking like what? Her luggage or a doorknob?
I think. Look, the bottom line is, I think the type of family she comes from. She's got, you know, her father, her brother. They're hard labor, kind of, you know, old school union Italian guys. And
you're
that's
on
not,
the guy code. Why would you? That be
I don't
expected?
Know.
Can I just stop? If there's any fucking dude, old school Italian, it's you. That's all you fucking talk about. My father and a bat. And
that's
a fucking,
that's him. But I'm not like that. I can't fix anything. You know, I'm not
you're
tough
a,
like them.
Dude,
you know?
You're a fucking nurse. You know, you have a college degree. I mean, you're a million.
How old are you?
29.
Wow. No, dude, you're better off. Jesus.
Dude, there's a rule. You shouldn't fucking date a chick with a headshot. You should
never
a chick with a heart.
Never.
Because someone.
That's an absolute rule I have.
Somebody's
no
going to be
headshot.
Better. Somebody's going to. Someone's career is going to go skyrocket. And then someone's going to be. Not to say that hers is the one, but I'm saying you guys. you know, it's going to be weird. Now you have to tour with your girlfriend, and then she starts seeing, she dumps you or you dump her?
No, she dumps me.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, and there's more shit, you know, that happened and all that, you
know. Personal.
Dude, of course.
Because I like her. I think she's good. But, like, you're clearly the best guy on that thing. Like,
oh, thanks, man.
I mean, you are, like... That's
allegedly.
I've seen all this shit. Like, he's the funniest one of them. No, but I like her. She's not bad. It's just he's clearly.
Are you going off on
comic.
Another tangent?
No, but what I'm saying is, 23.
Look at him, Mike. Yeah. He's fucking rubbing his eyes when you
she
talk.
She should be like, kind of holding on to you because you're the much better in that dynamic. You're the much better comic. But now she's got validation. Like,
oh, sure.
She's famous too. So in her head, she's like, no, I'm as good as
this.
She's not as good as you.
And you know, the main thing was, you know, with her, like, she. But then she walked away because she like. I don't know, somehow went through my messages and shit and found out, like, in the first month of our relationship, I wasn't, like, as, you know, I was...
You're a piece of shit.
I was a piece of shit in month number one.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
In the first
now,
month.
Now, here's the
burying
thing.
Burying the lead here on this story.
Here's, burying the lead.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Are you Goldie Hawn?
Yeah.
I don't know. We say it on my podcast.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Bill Schultz does.
What's the podcast again?
Race Wars.
With who?
Kurt and Sherrod.
On what network?
Stand up New York.
You don't even know, you fucking idiot. I'm trying to give
walk
you a plug.
I just walk in and do it. Stand up New York networks,
so,
yeah.
So you do, it's called Stand Up Labs. Oh. Fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot.
So, I mean, I've never dated a girl who was in the business. I don't think I've ever fucked around with a comedian. I fucked around with a fat one once.
Nice.
So, and she really wasn't a comedian. She did jokes. But she was a fat girl model.
What about Bobby? Have you ever had where you were dating and then they became a comedian after dating you for a little while?
Never. No. I date squares. I date just chicks who want nothing to do with the business.
It's the best.
Nothing to do.
Is it stage fright?
Right.
And I hate. I don't like girls that want to come and see me every fucking night either. I like my wife. She'll come and see me on the big events or something that's cool. But she gets. That's it. She's not. Yeah. I hate guys who show up every fucking night with their girl. It's like, what? Aren't you fucking sick of this?
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, it was. Our whole lives are intertwined, you know. But
yeah, you're on the road with her, and now you fucking finally pop, right?
Yeah,
you're on the road. You're doing these fucking shows with all these young girls,
right?
And you. Oh, God, the piece of shit that you are.
Yeah.
The good-looking, high cheekbone, squinty cocksucker from Queens.
Yeah.
Who's been waiting his whole life to get this road pussy stories.
Yeah.
To get this crazy. And you don't get shit.
Shit.
You're back in the hotel doing petties, Manny Petties.
Yeah.
Watching fucking some shows to get new jokes for the tomorrow's
watching
episode.
Yeah, watching TLC.
Oh.
Yeah, it was awful. But
what's
yo,
it
dude,
like now though, now it's
now
gotta be
I mean, like, yeah, like I just did, you know, Governors this weekend, and it was, yeah.
You got AIDS?
Yeah.
You got some nice AIDS?
Yeah.
What'd you
get? Nah. Yo, dude, I don't know, man. Like, I think people, like, look at me and you know, hear the way, like, I talk. Like, you're going to go out and stick it in everybody's ass. But I don't know. I'm just, like, more sensitive. Like, dude, let me tell
you
honestly.
I will
honestly,
fucking hit you with
dude,
this.
Dude, let me tell you the fucking truth.
Hand me that microphone.
I'll come and Scopo's fucking comb over.
You tell us how blessed you are again.
Yo, let me tell you.
How blessed you are to play Governors.
Yo, fucking New Year's Eve.
Hang on. Let's all hold hands.
Yeah.
Can we hold hands, please? Lord Jesus, thank you for Chris's success.
For Chris's
and
this, HPV.
And this week's pussy at Governors. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen, everybody.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's fucking... Yo, New Year's...
You're fucking off track. You tilted him. You fucking tilted Chris Day.
Tilt the world, bitch.
What the fuck happened, Chris?
Dude, New Year's Eve was a fucking... Listen to this. So she is... She's hosting, you know, MTV, Times Square. She's the ball's just in the center of the fucking universe. Okay, I drive...
Dude, can I just say something?
Yeah.
This is a girl, okay, who 3 years ago was at my show as a friend of the artist... Who did a poster for my show?
Yeah,
like she
her
was
roommate.
Just
it was her roommate.
She was a square. She didn't do comedy.
No,
she showed up.
Yeah,
she was just a fan of. She came to watch a show. Now this is this fucking business. This is this fucking crazy. 3 years later, okay. 3 years later.
Yeah,
she's in Times Square hosting for MTV. Fucking hosting. I'm at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
With a fucking... Right. I doing a show in front of a bunch of old people. with one of those fucking warm-up guys opening in front of me.
Yeah.
That's this fucking business.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a sold-out show, though.
Yep, so she's there, you know, and I'm freaking in Atlantic City as the ball's dropping by myself.
Oh, boy.
Hysterical crying in a public bathroom with someone else's shit and piss in it.
Look, I'm starting to see her side.
I didn't want to flush the shit and piss.
Wait a minute.
I didn't want to flush the shit and the piss. In my head, in my warped mind at the time, I thought his shit and piss, the smell of it, was somehow going to take me out of the pain I was feeling, but it didn't.
Chris, I'm serious, man. Wait, stop.
I went fucking crazy.
Hang on 1 second, please, guys.
Oh, God. Let's pray first before we even go on.
Let's pray again.
Can we
pray for this faggot dog?
Yeah.
No. Oh, Lord.
This fucking... Please.
I lost my mind. Half a fag. She completely fucking broke me.
Dude, listen, man. That really breaks my heart. Honest to God, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
That you're alone crying.
It
and
was
I
brutal.
Remember, I haven't cried over a girl in a long time because I've been with the same broad for a while. I don't cry. We fight.
Yeah.
I know she's not going anywhere. I got this bitch. I stuck a kid in her. You know what I mean? That's what you should have did. You should have fucking... Oh, you should have loaded her up with
my super sperm.
Oh, you would have ended a career and and she would have been home right now waiting for you.
Yo, I was completely... This girl fucking... And again, I'm not mad at her. It's just first time I ever got my heart broke. Yo, when I found out... but we got the half hour.
Yeah.
They called me.
Yeah.
So I just.
You guys both have half hours?
Yeah.
Can you stop saying it like it's common knowledge?
No, I was talking about
you got a half hour, Mikey?
I got a half hour.
You got one too?
I got a half hour, yeah.
And you got an hour.
I already did it. It's coming out.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming out. Great. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you,
sir. Both of you guys.
So fucking.
Fucking cocksuckers are on my heels.
like 5 minutes before. 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
Conan, you know, Smith calls me and tells me I get
Smitty.
Smitty calls me and tells me I got the half hour. I had just found out that she was, you know, dating that guy or going hanging out with that
What's
guy.
What's his name?
No, I don't want to say his name. No. It's just
you know what?
He's a ball player.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Make them do the Google work.
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah, Google.
Fucking yeah.
Is he? Let me just ask a couple questions. I'm not going to ask what sport.
Mm-hmm.
Is he tall?
Yes.
Okay.
And
is he black?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't you ask who
that's
he
the dinger.
Was first?
That's the dinger.
That's the dinger.
I sent her father an apology text. I'm like, sorry, I fucked up.
Yeah. Oh shit.
I swore it was Ovechkin or something.
Yeah. No, dude. She.
Listen, I apologize. It happened on my watch.
Yeah.
On my watch, sir. And
my daughter's out there with egg bread.
I can't even fuck with him. You see the size of this fucking. Goddamn
gorilla. She's a guggy shaggy.
Just make up Italian fucking racist name. She's with a spagadone. The spagadone comes over the house and booga booga booga. I don't know what he's saying. I know she's sucking his cock.
It's a smoke coming in my heart.
It's something that's not racist but sounds right. You're like, oh, God.
Spagadone.
Spagadone. Yeah. That was DeRose's joke, right? His grandfather. We like, these spagadone.
How does he know his grandfather?
His adopted Italian grandfather.
Okay, yeah. So go ahead. So that kills you.
So that kills me. So I find out, you know, I get the half hour. Ugh. I lose it. Like hysterical cry, lose it on the phone with everybody.
Are you crying with happiness now?
No. Crying of sadness because I don't give a fuck that I got the half hour. I just found out 5 minutes before what's going on. I'm in the middle of Times Square.
Oh, God. You're
crying
again?
No, listen
again?
To this. No, it was
hold
a snowstorm.
Everybody,
no,
hold
I was
hands.
Crying again.
Hold hands.
Yo,
please,
I was
just
crying.
Play for this.
Yo,
fucking fag-on.
Listen to me.
This fag-on.
Yo,
he's a fanook.
He's a fanook.
Hey,
in Times Square. Crying again.
Okay, hobo.
Get him a box of tissues. Jesus
Yo,
Christ. Amen.
Listen to this. Fucking... It was terrible. Fucking snow. I almost got hit by a bus.
But wait, how did this is?
That's the truth. It was a snowstorm. A bus had to ski on the brakes.
Speaking
of
bus, almost hit me.
But then
my
dad. Yo, I'm telling you, this is when the shit all changed. Okay, I'm calling my dad. I call my dad after all this. He's, you know, I'm losing my mind. He goes, look, sit down. He goes, just sit down. I don't care if it's on the floor. Fucking sit down in Times Square. So I'm like, he's on the phone with me in Staten Island. He goes, sit down. So
I've been here before.
Yo, because he knew he was worried. No, he
Send
goes like,
blood.
Yo, your mother.
Yo, because my dad's just a Guido fucking wop, you know, from the Bronx, and he goes, look,
we heard your act.
Yeah, yeah.
We saw
you
at Letterman set.
No, I appreciate that. And then Eddie goes, and my dad goes, all right. He goes, I got to do this now. I was
I'm
like,
gonna
okay.
go kill this cock.
No, no, no. He doesn't.
You don't disrespect my son. No. If the guys at the Elks find out that G was in the Spagadon, yeah. I'm fucked. You're fucked. We're all fucked.
If the Knights of Columbus find out.
Yo, he goes to me. He goes, all right. He goes, I got to do this. He goes, I'm going to read you a quote from Gandhi. I was like, oh, shit. This guy's got a fucking eighth grade education. He's going to read a quote from Gandhi. He goes, here's what he said. He goes, at the end, only three things are going to matter. How easily you loved, how gently you lived, and how quickly you let go of things that were not meant for you. He goes, it's not meant for you, kid. Move on. And so that changed my whole fucking outlook on it. That was the last minute I cried.
So you weren't raised right. That's why
I walked
now,
away.
Did you get up out of the puddle?
No, yeah, I was in a fucking sleet storm. Yeah, it was bad.
Jesus.
Talk to Giannis Pappas. Talk me through.
Oh yeah, he's good to talk to.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and
Razor Maniac.
That fucking lunatic. His
wait.
Chick dumped him too.
Giannis had the same situation, but no guy code to fall back.
No, yeah, no, she's.
You didn't have the fucking the guys from Guy Code calling you up, going, "This is what you do." Listen, watch episode 6 and 7. Okay,
yeah.
The end of 19,
season 3.
And turning two keys at the same time to give you some
ancient
Guy Code
you
script.
You and Giannis. Should do a tour called Dumped.
Dumped. And Andy Hendrickson, too. He got dumped by a girl from Girl Code. Well,
you,
three of us.
You don't fight. You understand that you, if she wasn't a stand-up,
mm-hmm.
you guys would still be together.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's a fucking fact. Dude, and you can't blame her.
I don't.
You
That's
can't
what I'm
blame
saying.
Her because here's the thing. You guys met on equal terms.
Yeah. Right.
Her life changed so fucking. She became a star. People
right.
treat her different.
Yeah.
Now her dreams. She was getting an autograph signed by DeRosa and me.
Right.
Three. Do you understand the difference in her life right now? Now she's with you.
Why do you want her autograph?
What?
You were getting an autograph?
No, can you listen to the show?
So DeRosa and
can
me.
I turn your headphones up, please?
Okay.
Go ahead. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I didn't do anything. It's fucking Pavlov's dog.
Did you?
She was getting an autograph.
She was getting an autograph.
Oh,
that
oh,
was
oh, okay.
From before. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, 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 ow. Mr. Carter. Yeah, she... So her life is... You can't blame her because she's so...
Yeah.
He's fucking cocksucker. Sidetracked me, too. He tilted me.
Fucking bastard.
You fucking cocks. So she...
I am high.
If you got a chance to fuck, say, J-Lo because you were so successful, what are you going to do?
Look, that's what I'm saying. Like, at first I was holding on to it, but then as the smoke cleared...
You wouldn't
cleared,
have fucked
I,
her because you're a
around,
respectable human
up,
being.
I fucked up and, you know, there was things that I made, mistakes that I made that... It happens, and I don't blame her at all. Like, I just wish her the best with all her shit.
Like,
know?
Even Giannis. It's like, Giannis, what do you... You know, listen, man. She's gonna... you know. Giannis is still getting over his girl.
Yeah.
I mean, but
it
here...
happens, man.
This is what's had. This is what's hard about it. Because I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about this yesterday. Because me and my wife have been kind of fighting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the stress. We're moving the baby, our house. I got a lot of anxiety. I quit. Quitting sugars and carbs and grains, it took
Fuck
away the last addiction I had to deal with anxiety. I would eat. I would just get fat and fucking chow, and it would make me feel good, and I could go off, pass the fuck out, wake up the next day type shit, right? Be on the road. I wouldn't worry. But now there's all that anxiety. I'm learning to deal with it. So we're fighting, and I was like, you know what? I got to be careful. I got to talk to her because one of these days she's going to get sick of me just being an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get sick of me snapping, and she's going to meet somebody who has maybe... treats her better. And I'm like, what if she leaves me? Do you understand? If she starts fucking somebody else, if she leaves me, all the things that she said to me are going to be untrue in some weird way. Like all those moments where I love you, forever, I'm so happy. For some reason, those are all going to be fucking false. It's going
right.
Because I got cheated on. My first girlfriend ever, man.
Really?
I should have known.
Like deep in the relationship?
Dude, deep.
Wow.
Deep. I had nothing. I got sober in AA. I was 2 years sober. Okay, so I'm just a marshmallow at that point emotionally. I meet this broad. While I just started fucking chicks again. I just started banging broads. I learned how to fuck chicks again.
Right.
Because I had to get sober, get over that whole God thing to fuck chicks again. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? And I met this girl. She was engaged. And we made out the first night. I ate her asshole out in my Toyota fucking hatchback.
Nice.
First night. Never had an asshole eaten. I ate it out.
Toyota hatchback.
She fucking...
That just feels like there's a fucking a jug of... antifreeze in the back of it, and like a lot, like a cooler, a styrofoam cooler.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was fucking awful. You one of those fucking...
Your face deep in it?
Yeah.
She had the bucket seats, remember?
Yeah, it's a fucking snow shovel.
So, she dumps this fucking guy. This guy was in the fucking military.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, reserves, relax.
All right, pussy. National Guard.
Why are the reserves not as fucking... Why do we fucking... Anyway.
He has his weekends.
Yeah.
We got a red phone on his desk.
So she fucking dumps him. We wound up dating. I felt terrible about it, but what are you going to do? Yeah. We fell in love. I took this chick to my prom. She was a little older than me. We did all this shit for like a year and a half. It was... oh, my God. I was at her house. The things we said, the things we did, the times we shared. And then one day, it just started going dull. Mm-hmm. And then I found a number, Steve, in her pocketbook. And I go, and it, you know, I just felt it. Did you feel it? Like, because I knew something wasn't right.
I didn't real... My ex never cheated on me. That never happened. She
allegedly.
No, she didn't. I know she allegedly.
Didn't. Show him the video.
I didn't know, but you know, like my
best. What if you showed a video with all three of us?
Yeah. Oh my God! Did you sign an autograph?
Start crying again.
Come. Yeah, I know.
Signing autographs with come. Yeah. That's funny.
My boy, you know, my best, you know, my closest friend Mike Cannon. He told me when we broke up, he was like, "Well, this was going to happen to you. Told this, you knew this was going to happen for months." And I was like, "No, I didn't." And then he was like, "Chris," he said, "how many times when people would come up to you over these, you know, 3 months ago, would you say, yeah, 'I'm just waiting for her to break up with me'?'" And I truly in my head don't even remember. And Mike was like, "You were so fucking blacked out and deep in her, you had no idea, yeah, that you were telling us she's going to leave me, but you were in denial." He said, "So this all happened now and it blows up in your face." And he was like, "He was like, as your friend, it wasn't my place to tell you this because you have to realize it on your own." He said, "But don't think that this shit happened yesterday. It was happening for months. You didn't realize it, you know."
You're an alpha male.
Yeah.
How is an alpha male going to marry a fucking alpha female?
I thought he was.
Until
I know.
He started crying in a puddle over a fucking pile of shit.
I was bitched out. It got bad for me.
Have you ever had that happen? No.
Absolutely.
Really?
My last girlfriend, we were together for like 7 years, and I caught her cheating.
Really?
Maybe four times.
Are you
before
four
it was
fucking
over.
Times?
But I was
black
so,
guys or white guys?
Black guys. But it was, yes.
Is that worse for you, or is it like...
For
like,
me, it was a weird thing because I was such a piece of shit that I almost felt like I deserved it in a lot of ways, and I had, mm-hmm, to kind of snap out of, wait a minute.
Had you cheated on her?
I was never good. I was never good.
Karma or something
But I never got caught. But my guilt made me accept it more, where I was like, you know
how'd
what?
How'd you catch her then?
I caught her at the phone. She was an amateur.
Oh, yeah.
It was real amateur night. She had pictures...
Of what?
Of him...
Not his cock, right?
No, not even. She had clothed. That's worse. She had clothed pictures. I mean, yeah, she cared about his face.
But that's
how like, he had this amazing dick. Like, he was just, she cared about his face.
Yeah. She liked his eyes.
Oh, fuck. She thought he had a strong jaw.
She just wanted to look at him. And it was, I caught her a bunch of times. But
she's probably pissed now.
Strong jaw.
She had a great profile.
Strong jaw.
Damn. Let me ask, why four times, though? I mean, what?
The first time, I really felt the guilt where it was like, oh shit,
you never told her you knew?
I did tell her I knew.
What did she say?
She lied immediately. She lied. But she told me that she wanted to break up for a long time, and I was kind of like, no, don't break up. And it wasn't even so much that I was into her so much. It's like, my fucked up thing is,
right,
I'm a creature of habit. Like, right, I will get comfortable in a situation, no matter how fucked up it is. I don't want it to change.
Right. Yeah.
We'll just be miserable.
No, dude,
I'll settle into misery. She's right. I can't do this anymore.
Right.
So that was her.
And you would just let it, like, you would deny it.
Yeah, I would deny it. I would be like, no, it's good. It's fine. We just gotta have an argument.
My girl would get
over it.
My ex would get up out of bed at like 5-6 o'clock in the morning. She would raise up and be like, breathing. This was like, you know, 4 months before we broke up. She's like, I can't do this anymore. I cannot be with you. It's got to end right now.
Why?
And I would use all the charisma my father ever fucking put in me, and I would just like talk it back out, talk like as if I never met her before. I'm just trying to
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stop.
It's like,
stop.
We're in denial.
It's like an exercise.
Denial.
It's so, like yeah.
So you're she's saying I got to get out of this.
She was saying it for months, and I was in. I would do something. I
same
would,
exact thing.
I would dig deep again and make her breakfast or go down on her or fucking whatever. I'm just trying to make her stay.
And then it becomes competitive because yeah. now you've won her again.
Yeah. Put the Band-Aid over it, and then it's it would be okay for a week. And
yeah.
Then it was leaking. Same like yeah. seems what you're saying.
And then
when you're out of it, but then when you're out of it, you're like, why was I wasting my time?
But I yeah. didn't feel that right away. Did you see that at first? You wanted it back. No?
I felt that when I moved.
Yeah,
yeah dude.
When I moved to New York, and I just lived like for like a week or two,
right?
Like without her, yeah. I was like,
you adjusted.
This is fucking
drugs
unreal.
And drugs.
I was writing. I remember I was writing when my chick. I found out she cheated on me. I was such an idiot. I was going to art school in Boston, and I just started airbrushing, and I airbrushed her sorority because she went back to college for some. Anytime your chick joins a sorority, you're done.
Yeah, you're finished.
Yeah.
You're done. She's gonna fuck a fraternity guy.
Yeah,
okay, no. That's it. So. I did all her shirts.
It's done.
For the, because they had to go to the hockey team and support the hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
And I did their airbrushed, like, I think 13 sweatshirts. I spent all night doing these.
You were airbrushing shirts and you're calling me a faggot?
Yeah, dude. Listen,
really?
I'm trying to relax.
This guy's working.
No, he was airbrushing.
Bobby worked at Claire's?
He was really good at Stars.
Yeah, this fucking kid. You got to see what I do with Fuchsia.
You got to see.
So I remember when she broke up with me, dude. You're absolutely right. There is this.
This fucking kid's airbrushing shirts get pussy.
He'd airbrush like Warriors onto your van and shit.
Because I cry in Times Square. I'm the bitch.
A wizard with yeah. a ball.
A wizard with a
It goes to arts and crafts, man. That's worse than crying.
He's doing their sorority letters and calligraphy.
Well, I swear to God, I wish I kept one of these fucking shirts.
Oh my God, I'd love to wear one.
I did it. I did it. But then that's when this is right after she told me that Steve was her cousin.
Oh, so Jesus.
Like, right. So then after that, I did the shirt. I was doing, like, you're right. I was doing all this weird shit
yeah.
to keep her.
Yeah.
Where the fuck am I airbrushing shirts? I don't airbrush. I wasn't even that good. They came out shitty.
It's yeah. competitive.
And then this is what happened. I find out she's fucking this guy.
Jesus.
All right? She's fucking this guy. Oh, ugh.
Still to this day, it bothers you, honestly. I know you've completely moved on, but.
No, because if look, I'm going to say this, and I really do. I don't know her anymore, but that part of my life, when somebody owns 3 years of your life,
mm-hmm.
they own that forever.
Yes.
So they're part of it forever. So I can't just throw somebody out like, fuck you. I don't do that. I'm not crazy like that. But if I was still married to her, I'd be fucked.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
My life
yeah.
would stink.
Yeah.
My life would be, I would be back there in Boston in some type of fucking triple decker home on the first floor,
right.
working some shit job. Oh, my fucking calloused hands and shitty work boots. My life would suck right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But so thank God. This guy, Steve, I thank you. Thank you. Because this guy, Steve, is with somebody like her.
Yeah.
They're back there.
Bobby.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Exactly. You remember Delfino?
Who?
When I first moved here, Jessica Delfino
yes.
I was with.
Yeah.
We were engaged.
Oh,
and
God.
Dude, I was like I really was suicidal. Like, and I mean,
when she dumped you, you're saying?
It was ridiculous.
But how long did it take you to get to the place where you just accepted it?
Way too long.
Years? You talking a year?
It took me fucking years, dude. It was so weak. And when I think now that I had that much, like, because I know her now, I'm friends with her. I'm like,
I like we're all relating with this fucking.
And I go, what the fuck? She looks like she hosts a children's show or something. She looks crazy. She had a ukulele and shit. And I'm like, I'd be married to a fucking ukulele player. That would be my fucking life. Dude, the guy I want to fight
make
the
me
guy.
So happy.
Yeah.
I know.
If you had just a tambourine and you got fucking in Washington Square Park on weekends with a bucket,
but the
fucking
piece
puppet.
Of shit, the dude she dumped me for, the guy she dumped me for. I don't know if you ever ran into him like alternative.
Please
rooms.
Don't put garbage in the bucket. Was he passing around?
Dude, this guy, he had a fucking like these jaw burns. His name, what's his name?
Sideburns.
Chris X Broder, and he was like this guy. He's like sub alternative. Like he was awful, and he would always sue. sue like Mayor Giuliani. That was his big. So he had money from always suing the city for shit. And she fucking dumped me for this dude. I almost got in a fight at Bowery Poetry Club. You know the fucking Bowery Poetry Club? I was so jealous. We like made out for a second. And she goes, I'm here with him. And I go, he's in there now? And she goes in. I don't know why she did this. I'm by the bar. She goes up to him and points me out. Okay? He's got this dickhead ponytail. He's playing. He has an unplugged bass guitar. He's absentmindedly. While Sean O'Lean was on stage, he's got this bass that it's unplugged, and he's like this. He turns and looks at me, and then he just starts like making out with her hard and looking at me. So I was like, I remember my, I was like, I saw red, like how they said, like, and I go over. So I grabbed
his ponytail. Did she have a ponytail too?
Yeah, they both did. Thank God I grabbed the right ponytail. I grabbed his fucking ponytail, wrapped it around my hand, and I go, dude, come out and talk to me. And while I was saying, I started yanking his head. I'm like, come out and talk to me, man. I just want to talk to you. I'm a jerk. And I slapped his fucking bass across the room. Nice. And he goes, that's not even my bass. And then
that did make you go, ah, oh, shit.
I did.
It's not as good.
It wasn't as good. And then all these people hustle me out because there's a show going on. Because
you're a savage. Yeah. You grab somebody's ponytail and you're acting calm. That's the craziest shit ever. Dude. When somebody's smashing somebody's head, going, "We need to talk about what's going on."
Yeah. Well, they didn't do anything until I slapped the bass. That's when they fucking stepped in. But then these girls goes, "Listen, people beat him up all the time. You really want to go to jail for Chris Broder? Like, I wasn't even cool enough to beat him up. Basically, it almost felt like."
But were you mad or were you like upset? Like, did it hurt you or just enraged you?
Well, it hurt me, and then that switched very quickly to enraging me.
But here's the thing, though. I remember being in a library and being so sad. So fucking sad. I got to find this poem. I still have it. I wrote a poem.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it was so fucking just queer, man.
Dude, this poem. I know it's the gayest thing ever, but quotes and poems get you through the shit.
This poem, I sat there writing poetry, trying to get it. And then I remember when I wrote the poem.
Yeah.
And it came together as a full poem.
Guys,
and I read it. I read it.
Brush it on one of your shirts.
Can I tell you something? I feel like it's prayer time.
Hang on. Oh,
it is prayer time.
This is really prayer time.
Lord.
And this prayer better not fucking rhyme.
Hold on. Thank you for the ability.
Let's ask God to straighten us out right now.
Yeah, you're ruining the moment. We're holding hands, Chris. Just leave it for a second.
Take the mic out.
Just take it out.
Pretend it's a dick and handle it with
your fucking supercut haircut.
Leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Leave it.
Just let Lord, dangle.
Lord, I know why she dumped you. You don't listen. Lord,
you can't fix things.
You Lord, can't fix things.
That's like your relationship. That's like your relationship just dangling off a cliff right now.
That's my fucking life. My dick.
Lord, let's pray for the ability to rhyme all the time.
No.
Even if you look at sign, the. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, our prayer. Listen, pinch that. There you go. Push it in. There you go. Here's the deal.
Fucking
I wrote
shit.
This fucking poem. I remember going home and reading it to my foster father.
Oh, man.
And he had like a tear in his eye.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, my kid's gay.
First it was the airbrush, and now it's the poem.
Oh, I got that. Picked the booby kid. I can't believe it. Oh my God. What Fagula orphanage should I go to?
I remember though, there's a moment when it turns, when you're like, fuck this bitch.
Yeah.
When I go, that's it. And she called me crying. Like 2 weeks later, she called me crying. I fucked up. I'm sorry. She got lonely. Yeah. She got lonely. The guy she's fucking treated her like shit. Her life, however awesome it was at the moment, fell apart, which it happens to everybody. Don't forget that you're going up, but you're coming down. Do not think you're ever going straight the fuck up and you're staying there.
Yeah.
We all forget that we're coming back down.
Especially when MTV is involved. That's like...
Well, I'm not talking about...
Yeah, trust me.
It's talking about subtexting Chris's career. What I'm saying is...
Well, that's... All right.
Well, her career, whatever. I'm saying that... She called me up crying because she realized what she had. She realized that she's never going to have that those moments, those fun. She's never going to be that comfortable with this fucking idiot Steve where she was with me, where she could eat a fucking tuna melt on a 100-degree day under a tree and fall asleep.
So, you know what I mean? You guys were really white trash, weren't you?
So she calls me up crying, and I'm like, and I was just like, nah. She goes, I want to come over. And I was like, nah, you can't. If you come over, I'm going to fucking wind up liking you again. And I was like, we just need to not
talk.
How
long were you broken up when that happened?
That was 2 weeks.
Really? Well, you had the power after 2 weeks? That's pretty good, you know, dude.
But I went through, dude, I was crying. I was writing poems. I was airbrushing shirts.
But you still stayed strong because I can't tell you how many times like it was broken up and then it would go back and next thing you know, I'm just fingering her.
All right, here's
Yeah.
Really?
No, no, you know what
Statistically,
I mean.
Statistically, dude, there's like three more fucks you got to do.
Here's what you
got
to do, dude. You got to fucking get into some ass quickly.
Yeah.
That was a key. I got into some ass.
You got to live, man.
That didn't help me, man.
You have to live.
You know what? That made me get like the girl reaction. Then when at that time where I was like, I got to get back to my girl that I know. I remember like getting ass and then like it almost made me feel like, oh, I wish I had my old ass again.
Yo, I'm telling you, it's like this. My fucking, you know, 7th, 8th grade education dad had so many good things. He gave me the Buddha quote and then he goes like this. He goes, all right, think about your relationship like this. He's like, so you break a glass, right? He goes, what's better? Cut your finger trying to put that glass back together or just go get a new glass? And I was like, it's fucking brilliant, dad. It's absolutely brilliant.
It's not that brilliant. It's not that brilliant. You know what? Listen, if you're from Queens and you're Italian, it's brilliant.
That sounds brilliant, Chris. I know exactly what you're saying.
New Dorp Road, Staten Island, shout out.
Yo,
Staten Island Ferry, I see you, bro.
What would you rather do? Have a broken glass and cut your finger or just get a new glass at IKEA, son?
Huguenot. Staten Island.
I had no idea.
Think about it this way. Like, what the fuck?
Think about it this way.
That wasn't even a far stretch.
Hey, Michael, listen. If you drop a fucking eggplant on the ground.
Yeah. If you drop an eggplant in fucking Sunday sauce,
lick it off the floor.
Or get a new eggplant.
What are you going to do?
I had no idea that Chrissy D was such a fucking Danny Terrio sensitive Saturday Night Fever. Like,
T-Birds.
Are you happy now, Gina? You're a whore. Yeah.
My hair. Hey, I do it and it keeps hitting my head.
I told him my hair.
My hair. Oh. I got a raise.
This is
I
a classic fucking 70s Italian dude.
Classic, dude.
He really is. But here, dude, I think you've never cried. You never.
The road helped me. Like, when I.
I didn't do comedy at the time.
See, I was doing comedy, and I went to Egypt. We did Egypt shows. I was there for like a
fucking
week.
Fucking Egypt?
Fucking Egypt.
This motherfucker. Who Egypt. Are you, dude?
I came back
I'm
from...
Did you used to date Christy Stefano? How is he taking off?
I went back.
Chris, fuck me and launch me, man.
Yo, dude.
Dude, I've been in this business 20 years. This cocksucker's been doing comedy for 3 months. He went to Egypt.
When did you start?
Last year?
09.
Me too. What month?
October 09.
I started August. Fucking just beat you.
You just beat me.
Nah, well, he went to Egypt.
Yeah, that's true. Are you fucking winning?
Who'd you?
I went to Egypt, and I came I wasn't even unpacked. As soon as I walked in the house, we got into an argument within like 15 minutes because she had quit her job, and I told her that I was like, "Why would you quit your job? That was stupid."
Oh, you weren't. She didn't go with you to Egypt.
No, she didn't go.
You know
Egypt.
Why? You could have just slapped her there. And you could have settled her shit right.
I couldn't. Yeah, I could have.
You should have gotten to come with you.
I didn't think. Hindsight 2020. But no.
Get this ninja hat on and get in that kitchen.
I came back from Egypt and we got into a fight immediately. And I was like, "This is not good. We can't be happy like this is a clean slate. You miss me, I miss you, and we can't be good for 15 minutes. This is I gotta go.
The shit
this
that
is
you
over.
Said, Mike, about you know you get you like the comfort. I stayed with this girl. This is after Delfino. You remember my other one, right? The one that was 40, that was older than me? The redhead? I know you met her.
Is that the one that fucked Voss? Or went out with Voss?
No, I had no one that went
out with Voss.
But, Jesus. But one that I ended up choking her because she smashed all my shit with a hammer. Right. Remember that one?
Must have took her a long time where you have nothing.
Smashed
everything with a hammer?
Listen, I was such a piece of shit. I would never get a job. I made no money from comedy. And I would just tell these girls, like, yeah, I'm a comedian. And I made nothing.
Are you talking about now?
No, now it's different.
Okay.
No, my ex, before my girl now, I'm engaged. Like, I have a good, my thing's good. Right. But before that, this crazy bitch, and we stayed together after all this crazy shit. I mean, like, where someone could have died probably. Then I got her pregnant and begged her to have it. Okay, which
Jesus
she didn't,
Christ.
Thank Christ. But I was like, come on, let's just it'll probably get better.
Yeah,
you know?
That was a noble move.
Do you know why I stayed so fucking long? Because it was so hard to get cable hooked up where we were. I couldn't imagine going through that again. I'm not even lying. I'm telling you, my exact thoughts at the time, I didn't want to pay my own rent. And it's just fucking growing up, dude. All these relationship things, just you're young. There's no way you could possibly. I'm not that much older than you, but I could never feel again how you.
Right.
It's great, dude. It's good. This is done. You'll never go through a thing like this ever again. Yeah. It's just not possible.
Everybody who's older than me has said that exact same thing. Like, you got your heart smashed. It's never going to happen again now because now you know the truth about life.
It will happen to you again.
Well, me, yeah, but I'm a pussy. I'm going to come out of the closet. I can't wait for that.
Dude, if you fucking.
What would you do if I came out? My career would fucking skyrocket.
No, it would skyrocket
time,
for a week.
I was just getting cum in the eyelids.
And what? No Surprises Magazine? Is that the one Ellen Page came out in? Yeah. I'm gay. Really, Ellen Page?
I know, that really bugged me. I watched the whole speech.
Yeah.
I said everybody knew Ellen Page.
Yeah, but she gave
this
whole speech and she went, and I'm gay. And everybody is like, are you fucking kidding me?
I still jerked off to her, though, a little bit in Juno. Did you jerk off to her in Super?
Or what's the one?
Juno, I would always
jerk off. She was a roller skater.
In Rainn Wilson, the one with Rainn Wilson, where he's a makeshift superhero and she's his partner.
Yeah.
Dude, it's hot as shit. She has the super outfit. She's like,
that's
all
a good
wet.
One.
And he fucks, dude. That, and then I was like, the first time I ever looked at her sexually was that movie.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Yeah, I never
watched this superhero movie, dude. You might be.
She reminded me of those little greasy chicks that don't wash.
Yeah.
You know, like they're called lesbians, Bobby.
I like
this not cool.
Pussy.
No. I mean, those village bitches who just don't wash all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they're pussy.
I fucked them before.
Yeah. Just fucking.
They got pubes and shit.
I've done a lot of
weird
shit.
I like pubes, but too much.
You like a full bush?
I like pubes.
Like comedy festival girls.
Yeah.
I like girls.
Bonnaroo trash.
I want a triangle back, dude. I don't want this fucking
shave. I like a triangle, too. I'm not into the full shave.
It's weird, right? Too much anatomy.
I don't want to see it.
I like a 5 o'clock shadow.
I
like a shadow. No, seriously, I like a shadow. I like it looked like she shaved.
You
want to
look like Phil Hanley's beard?
Your pussy looks like one of your uncles.
I like you to have a little sweater vest and
look like a sultry R&B singer. Yeah.
I want my pussy to look like an alternative comic.
I want my girl's pussy to look like Mike Lawrence.
My girl's pussy looks like Brian Posehn.
I like a V. I like a nice V.
Yeah.
Classic
a trim V. I would like an original V with the hair on the side goes in.
That.
That's pretty cool.
That's nice.
Down
but I don't like a shaved pussy because there's always the red mark. There's always that ingrown hair that I got to figure out. Is that
herpes? Yeah.
What is that? I don't like that. I like a nice little patch of hair.
Dude, let me tell you something. My girl now that I'm after
wait,
all that bullshit.
Wait a minute.
Speaking of pussy.
What?
But
what?
My girl, you know my girl now.
Hang on
right?
one second. What's wrong?
So wait, you just don't want to see the herpes?
Yeah.
There you go. Out of sight, out of mind. I get.
Yeah. I don't want to have to do fuck. I don't want a CSI of pussy when I get down there.
Fantastic. I'm not hard. Just make me fucking not know. Is that hard?
Yeah, I don't want to say, what is that, a pimple?
Sometimes it's just a pimple.
Did you shave?
Yeah,
but if the hair's there, I know. That's a fucking herp.
Wearing a condom is the new faithful. We know that's.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But I do. I'm kind of into the bush now, like the hairy bush.
I was into it, and it's
like
coming
back.
The most endangered animal right now.
It really is. Hair. I remember
like
when
a
I
was little hair, not too.
It's just on a little ice float with its habitat melting.
I was a teenager. I remember this fucking friend of my mom's. I was younger than a teenager, I think. I think I was just 13 or whatever the fuck it was. Mm-hmm. Just turned, maybe 12 or 13. And I remember they were in her room and she opened, they forgot that I was there. They were talking. She was in a robe.
Nice.
She had just showered. Oh. And she was showing my mom her pussy for some reason.
Yeah.
You saw that?
I don't know.
Is
if
this
she,
a herpes or a pimple?
Yeah.
Hold on. This is a great
She
story.
Opened up her robe.
Can I airbrush that?
She opened up her robe and she showed the pussy and it was a bush.
Nice.
It was a fat fucking
bush. What color
bush.
Hair? Do you remember? Brown,
light
black?
Brown, like Ooh. Light blonde brown.
Nice.
Bro. And it had
like a BG.
It was almost like highlighted.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, maybe she was showing her pussy highlights.
I don't know. She was showing my mom, I think, a trim. And it was like a square box. Like, it was, I don't know, it was weird.
It's a kid in play? That's great.
Who do you like better, kid or play for pussy?
But it was, I remember
like
it was.
I'm a play guy, yeah.
Smoking hot. I like, ever since then, I kind of
like
a little hair.
I don't like a lot of hair because I'm like, my hair is, you know, I got that Velcro-y shit. So a lot of times in the shower, I'm peeling off hair.
I don't like a black girl with a lot of hair.
No, that can go two ways though. But they don't really say that. But it's not necessarily true.
Oh, I like the black girl.
You like Nappy Bush?
I like both.
Do you like a black girl with a lot of pussy hair?
Yeah. I like it better. I like hair better on a black girl. than on a white girl.
Sometimes you'll get like a real Sicilian girl, like 100% Sicilian.
Oh, best of both worlds.
That'll get a little nappy. You'll get. She'll have a nappy bush.
Jewish girl. Sometimes.
You think so? Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like a Eugene Levy dad kind of.
Yeah, my girl.
Fucking Ross Bennett.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ross Bennett.
Ross Bennett Bush.
Put a pair of glasses on her pussy.
Yeah,
with a black girl, I like a shaved, a trimmed down. But,
I haven't tried it the other way though.
I like black girls.
What do you
mean?
What the fuck do you mean?
I used to say that too, and I'm telling you, like it both ways could be good.
See, here's the thing though. I like the black girl that I like. I don't like the I like the African Tutsi tribe black girl, like the tall, thin afro.
I don't like weaves.
I know what you're talking about.
I got you on both kinds. I'm telling you.
I don't.
I like a with the big runner's ass and the long legs and the I like the curvy.
I like the curvy.
Like a Nigerian. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
they're good.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed that.
Yeah, like she can jump over some fucking hurdles.
No. I don't need a hunter. I like a woman that can cook macaroni. You like the gatherer.
You like the gatherer. You don't want the chick in the hut. You don't want the chick that runs into town.
I don't want Grace Jones. No.
Hold on. You don't want a nice Michonne from Walking Dead.
Michonne is fucking smoking
See,
hot.
Michonne, but here's the thing: Michonne without the dreads, I'm in.
Yeah.
Have you seen her with real life?
Yeah.
No. I mean, that's the type of black girl I like.
I do like regular hair. I don't like all.
Afro to me is sexy. A tight afro.
Just whatever you're supposed to look like is what I like.
I have one. I don't need that.
You are hot as shit.
Not yours.
Yeah, but you would. That's why I don't like it. You don't have an afro. That's why you probably like a girl.
I like
with
a bald
afro.
Chick, though.
You want a bald chick?
I take a fucking. I love I short hair.
I've never had a bald chick.
Miley Cyrus looks good.
You never
with short
fucked
hair
a
like
chick
that.
With cancer?
Once. But I didn't know she had it.
You never fucked a chemo chick?
They're desperate to fuck, man. That's the best. Yeah, when you're on a slump.
They're on a time fucking constraint.
It's just like Fight Club, if you remember. If you remember that girl that looked like Buddy Bolton.
Buddy Bolton.
Remember Buddy? What happened to Buddy Bolton?
He produced the Looney Bin animations and shit.
Does he really? What did you say, the Looney Bin?
I saw him once at the Looney Bin on Staten
Island. I used to hang out with Buddy all the time.
Will you go to the Looney Bin?
I used to, you know.
For work.
One of my dad's friends.
Not for you, right?
I mean, I would perform there.
I mean, have you never been to the Looney Bin?
What do you mean?
What's the Looney Bin?
It's a comedy club.
I thought he's in a fucking mental institution.
No, it's a comedy club.
You're talking about Bellevue?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man. All right, we're going to take a break real quick so these assholes can take to piss or whatever you guys got to do. I want to do some ads. So you guys on the video, we're going to turn the volume down, but you stay tuned. You guys listening live, stay tuned. We'll be back in 5 minutes. So we got the sign we can throw up in front of one of these things.
Yeah, this is live?
What this camera? This is live right now.
I know.
This
is you right here. That's your camera. That's your camera. Oh, and we're doing a three-camera shoot right here. This is my camera.
I know.
So this is not recorded. This is not going to come out
this
later.
This is going to come out as a podcast by itself, but then the video comes out a week later, the whole video.
I'm counting on you cutting it out.
Huh? We're live right now.
They're listening right now.
It's recording and it's live.
Oh, I see. That's cool.
So, real quick, give out your Twitters. We're going to do a little before that.
Chethinks, Chethinks.
Chris D. Comedy.
Yep, go ahead.
It's my name. I don't tweet. And also, I don't go on my Facebook, so I don't go.
Believe in
you. You go on your Facebook. You got great Facebook rants.
Don't go on my Facebook.
I love your Facebook rants.
We're all full up.
It's like a press conference that nobody's listening to.
It really is.
Like somebody just asked you a question from the...
I'm not advocating it.
Like the left side of your brain asked the right side of your brain.
I love your fans, by the way.
If you are reading it, please stop.
All right, check this out. If you guys are watching live right now, make sure you retweet all the stuff. We'll put it on Facebook. Tell some people so they can come back in. We'll be back in around 5 minutes, okay? What's up? You know what, dude? Robert Kelly here. And you guys know that I just recently bought a car. I moved out to the suburbs and I had to buy two cars, one for my wife and one for me. And the anxiety that I felt over doing that, because I know I'm gonna get screwed. I know it's not gonna be fun. I was talking to myself in the car on the way there. That's how crazy it was, trying to pump myself up. I'll walk out of here if you don't give me a good deal. Ugh, I said that in the mirror to myself. And you know what? Then I found out there's a better way to buy a car. I heard about TrueCar.com, a new way to buy a car. At TrueCar.com, you actually get to see what others paid for the same car you're looking for in your area, so you know you're getting a great price. I went to TrueCar.com and found out what I would have saved. I didn't want to talk about it. I wish I went here before I bought my cars. So you should do the same thing. At TrueCar.com is amazing. You get a savings certificate. You just need to take your savings certificate to your TrueCar certified dealer. So you don't need to worry about the hassles or the anxieties of the old way to buy a car. TrueCar users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free, guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. Yo, what's up, everybody? All right, check it out. We got you guys, you know I do this Hulu thing every week. I know it gets monotonous, whatever, but here's the thing. HuluPlus.com is something I definitely use. Suggest to you guys. It's amazing. HuluPlus.com lets you watch thousands of hit shows and movies in your living room on the go with your smartphone or tablet. With Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite TV shows like SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, and Scandal. Watch every episode of shows like Lost, Law & Order, SUV, Doctor Who, Community. You can also check out exclusive content, including Hulu originals like The Wrong Mans and Behind the Mask, Hulu's new docuseries that takes you behind the world of sports mascots. You can get access to a collection of ad-free movies and kids content for only $7.99 a month. Catch up on all the shows, binge on old favorites, catch a great movie, stream as many TV shows or movies as you want, wherever you want. That's why I love this. Okay, right now you can try Hulu Plus for free. That's right, free for 2 weeks on me. HuluPlus.com/dude. That's the special offer for my listeners only. Make sure you go to HuluPlus.com/dude so you can get an extended free trial and they know we sent you. Go to HuluPlus.com/dude right now for your extended 2 week free trial. So check this out. What's that, buddy? Oh, yeah. We got tweakedaudio.com right now for headphones. If you guys need headphones, go there and buy a couple. Buy a couple pairs. They're very inexpensive, great headphones. Tweakedaudio.com. Go there right now. Use the code word dude. Oh, your mic's off. Dude. Use the code word dude. They have many different colors and styles. They're inexpensive, not cheap, but they're just amazing. Okay, I've gotten like 16 pairs from these people. I buy them, I give them away as gifts. I love tweakedaudio.com right now. Code word dude. You're going to get 33% off. That's almost half. You're going to get free shipping, which is great, because that's what they usually get you with these things, is the shipping. They'll give you a deal and then fuck you on the shipping. Okay, and it's a lifetime limited warranty, which, you know, whatever. I don't know how that makes sense, but it's limited. But it's lifetime, so maybe you're going to die. All right, tweakedaudio.com, use the code word dude, okay? And then go to Amazon link on our page. Anything you need to buy off the internet, go to Amazon link on our page at Riotcast. You know what, dude? Click on that link. Use that. Bookmark it. Anytime you buy something, we get a little hit. Amazon gets their money, and you get your shit, and you help us out. And I want to thank all the people who have been donating. You guys are amazing. Okay, Ian Rice, I got to send you something. I know I said I was going to send you a poster. Fuck, I forgot. But I'm going to get it to you. But you guys who are donating every month, thank you so much. It helps out with the cost of the show and all the stuff that we put into the show, because it comes out of my pocket, most of it. Thousands and thousands and thousands of fucking dollars. But it's all worth it because I love you guys. So anyways, that's it, right? That's all the plugs right now. We got a bunch of stuff at the end of the show, so stay tuned to hear the dates and all the goody good stuff. Back to the show, fuckers.
This is Robert Kelly's YKWD podcast.
All right, we're back. What's up? We're back.
Oh.
All right, we're back, fuckers.
You.
They said it's racist covering the black guy with white paper. You put the sign in front of
you. Yeah, I realized that afterwards.
You know, we were talking off air, you know, when you, everybody was taking the break and I was doing the ads and all that shit. But it's crazy to me because you write for SNL.
Yeah.
Okay, when did you get this job?
I came in as a guest writer February.
What's a guest writer?
Well, I was only in for 2 weeks. They did a whole thing where they was bringing in people to come write for just 2 weeks. So it would be like, I think like me, Chelsea Peretti, like a few people came in as just guest writing for the week or whatever, for a couple weeks.
Right.
And then they ended up, after I wrote for the 2 weeks, then they asked me to come back and finish the season.
That's what fucking creeps me out. I mean, it's crazy to me that you go in to write for SNL. This is huge.
Yeah.
Right? But you've never, have you written for a sketch show before?
Or never.
So you don't even know what the fuck you're about to do.
I had no clue.
You had no clue.
I had no clue what they wanted me to do.
So how the fuck did you figure that out?
I didn't.
What are you talking?
I didn't. Everything you're saying is exactly my thing.
Like, that's my biggest fear. Is
when they
being
hired me,
exposed.
When they hired me, I told them. I was like, listen, if you guys would have came into the office and said, look, I need a large coffee with milk, a bagel. Like, I would have fucking got coffee and bagels. I didn't know what they wanted me to do. I didn't know if I was going to be following somebody around with a notepad.
So what did you do?
Didn't you get a sketch on though?
I wrote sketches.
Right away?
Yeah, I wrote. I got a sketch on like that.
What was
it's hard to do,
sick.
Man.
What was the sketch?
It was a romantic comedy movie trailer called She's Got a Dick, and it was just like this cheesy romantic comedy film about
I remember that.
the perfect girl, but she's got a dick, and everybody's like, yeah,
so that's the perfect girl.
It's just
about the perfect girl.
Yeah, it's just basically how like there's always something really weird that happens, but it was like a silly thing, and they did it, but. When I got it, I was like, I can't believe you guys are really gonna let me do this. I feel that every week though, as a comic, I feel like every week, like, oh shit.
So you have to work every
sooner
day.
Sooner or later, someone.
What else did
put
you get
me...
on? What are the schedules? I like that schedule.
Can you answer my question before you answer fucking talk over question?
What was the question?
There's room for both of our questions.
Yeah, there is. But I just like that his fucking loud fucking voice just
now that I have a podcast
sound.
I'm really I
you
don't know my place
a, you have such a deep voice. Yeah. it makes some people I actually
voice.
Listen to you
because and I'm Monster
on my
voice.
Own fucking show.
Monster Voice isn't here right now, so it's just me monstering it.
No, I forget.
They
my
got
question.
A lot of like top head. That's why.
See, like a dinosaur, it resonates in the head.
You and Dan Soder's head have great acoustics, so your voice is booming.
We have giant fucking sinuses.
It goes through like a whole loop.
It's like they have a Bose speaker system in their fucking head.
I have a resonant head.
Yeah. They're trigeminal vein. You like that?
Amphitheater
one, Chris?
Head.
You like that?
Amphitheater. Is that the
No, that is it, but it wasn't good.
Sorry.
I
thought the problem was no one heard it.
Yeah, I know. That's why you said it louder. That's so funny. You ever do that where you think people didn't hear it, so you say it louder, and they still don't look at you?
It's worse. It's just sad.
I had the... but I think it's amazing that you go into this fucking... This is my biggest fear, is being exposed for a phony. Because, I mean, what we do is spinning plates. What we do is... Like, you know, I had to do this corporate gig 2 weeks ago. They call me up. The money's so amazing. I'm not going to say no. Yes. Yes. But no, because I don't know what... you have to call the company and have a... What? I don't fucking do that. I show up at the club. I do an hour, and then I leave. And nobody tells me what to say or not to say. And that's it. But now it's like, okay, we want to incorporate. And I'm like... I had to call Colin, and I was like, dude, what the fuck? And he was like, just fucking do it. Who gives a fucking, just confident to fuck this thing out. Just get up there. And I was like, okay. But the whole time I was in so much stress that I thought I was just going to be exposed for just nothing. Well, I was going to be up there bombing. Like, I don't know what to do.
For that, that's a really different thing. For SNL, like the biggest thing that I'm starting to kind of learn now and get more comfortable with is if you know what's, like, if you have a good idea of what's funny or a good sense of what's funny, they're a well-oiled machine. They'll figure out how to produce it. There's times where I'll bring something in that I think is is funny one way, and they'll be like, no, we're gonna do it pre-tape, we're gonna put this actor here, we're gonna take this guy out.
Can you give me an example of that?
For an example, recently I did a sketch where it was called The Stakeout, where it was like these black guys. Oh, he's not black. They were gangsters. They was like thugs in a car.
And oh, we saw a rabbit.
So, and they saw the rabbit. Yeah, saw the rabbit.
I love that you corrected that though.
Well, because Taryn was in the sketch. That's why it wasn't just black guys. but it was like it was a thing that was supposed to be live.
Chris was like, so it's black guys.
Yeah, so thugs.
Makes sense.
So they were about to do a drive by, but it's snowing really bad, right. and then they keep noticing how beautiful the snow is, and it makes them kind of they're having like a moment in the car. So, but I had it as it was like. Live sketch, whatever, but they knew immediately this is not a live sketch, and they didn't want the host in it because it was like, you know what, the host is not going to want to tape something like that in the snow. Let's get the cast in; it'll be a good cast piece, and it just made more sense the way they did it. Yeah. But for me, I'm writing it one way, so like things like that happen where they know better in production wise what will work. And
do you get more money if a sketch gets on TV? Do you get like incentives?
No, the only incentive is job security, somewhat.
You get somewhat.
Well, you never feel secure there.
No.
No one does.
Really?
Oh, no. But I think that's kind of what makes everybody show up. Everyone, it's like being in the NBA. You feel like any moment I can be traded or cut.
What is, that doesn't even make sense.
No, it's true. It's like
but you get a contract in the NBA. There's a union, and you always get your money.
We get a contract, but we're like, it's like an option contract kind of thing where like they'll bring you back. If they want you back.
Yeah, but they can fire you.
They can fire you.
Right, yeah. But here's the thing.
All right, it's like being in the NFL. Listen, I'm not here fucking
just
semantics.
Say it's like being on fucking contract. SNL.
It's like being, it's like, a lot like
it's
being
like show
it's
business.
A lot like being in SNL.
Ten day NBA contract. That's what it's like.
It's like, but you never know. You never feel complete.
Can I ask what your hours are? I've always what is that? What the fuck is that? Why is my mic fucking up?
I want that fucking pasta. They brought up.
I do too. Why is my mic fucking up, brother?
I don't know.
What the fuck is that? Do you hear that?
No.
Not
did
now.
You hear it? Did
I
you hear it
before?
That was fucked up, right?
Fuzz, right?
Yeah. Anyways, what are your hours? I always wondered what of.
It depends
do
on
you
what
hear
we're.
That?
I'll just talk while you.
Go ahead.
It out. I'll keep it moving.
He's so eager to hear the hours, he won't even let you get it out.
It depends on what we're working on. Like we show up Monday where we meet the host, but it could be anything. We never know when the host is going to be there. So we show up Monday, we meet the host, and we do a pitch meeting. And then we do a topical meeting where we talk about whatever's in the news and something about the host, get information on the host or whatever, and what everybody did for the fucking weekend and shit. And then sometimes we just stay and write that Monday to get a head start on Tuesday, because Tuesday we write all day. We have dinner together. We just write. We meet the host and tell the host our ideas, our actual ideas, get input and shit
now,
like
do
that.
Do you have to write? Do you have to write out the actual? Like dialogue?
We write the script out, because Wednesday we do a table read of like 40 or 50 sketches. Of just everything that we've written.
Wait, do you ask if you had to write the dialogue out?
Yeah. No, we tell them a loose idea and they just wing it.
Yeah, see?
Not making fun of you.
I'm you're right, there's no
dialogue and sketches.
But I know there's dialogue, but sometimes you come up with the idea and someone else takes it and goes, oh.
No, we're.
So it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've written fucking shit on a wrinkled piece of paper and it's got on the air.
Well, then I have to write it out after they approve it.
You have to. Nobody helps you with that.
Everybody throws in and then I write it out. And
for
then,
it for it to get written, we write the script.
Yeah.
You write, you say we, you.
Well,
you
the writers. Yeah.
You write a version and somebody throws in on it, or you all together write?
No, I write the script.
Uh-huh.
It gets read at the table.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then they pick like 10 scripts of everything that's read at the table. And then that next day, we split the scripts up. It's like five writers on one floor, five writers on another floor. They split the scripts up that got picked. Uh-huh. And then we have another table read with the writers, and then we punch it up.
So then we
rewrite it. So even if you don't get a sketch on, you're still rewriting sketches that are getting on and adding jokes and stuff like you feel like didn't work or whatever. Because a sketch could get on that might not be that funny at the table, but there's something really good about it, and they just overhaul it, and then it becomes really good.
Yeah. The host is physically there with you guys?
The host is there for the table read and on the right day.
Has there been any hosts that suck?
it's different.
Allegedly?
It's hard to say. Yeah, of course, there's people that sucked allegedly. but I mean, it's also fucking tough. A lot of, you know, we know comedy is fucking the hardest thing to pull off. And they're doing live comedy off cue cards.
Yeah.
Like, they're completely out of element. It's really hard.
It
for
is
somebody
a hard, like an
greater.
Hour and a half, dude. An hour and a half show every week, right?
An hour and a half live show with somebody that's never done comedy before is an impossible feat.
Yeah, but how long has it been happening?
That's why it's so impressive.
30 years, right?
30 something?
40 years.
40 years?
40?
75.
Wow. Jesus, fuck me. Well, it's funny, though, because I've never really understood the concept of what goes on behind. Because you got to go?
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Later, guys.
Later, Kurt.
All right, take it easy, Kurt. Make sure you check out his podcast on what?
Oh, Stand Up New York Labs is the channel.
It's New York Labs?
Stand Up New York Labs, right?
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. It's called Race Wars with Kurt and Sherrod. Just Google that and you'll find our fucking podcast.
Very,
it's a good podcast.
Very funny podcast. Very. Yeah. My mic is going out, so I don't know what the fuck is happening. This is fucking.
Oh, Inside Amy Schumer is coming back too in April.
Yeah. What a funny. That's a great show. How was the second season?
Like better. I think we got like some good people on this year, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe I was associated with it. Like,
why?
Because it's just bit. Like, I'm watching. I'm like, this is good. Like, how did I get this fucking?
It's great.
You know,
I fucking.
She's
love
funny,
it.
Dude.
She's fucking funny. You're funny.
Well, you'll see the thing. I really. It's funny because he's talking about all his work and like. Because I hate going to the office and like we had probably one of the easiest writing schedules. We had like people used to be on SNL.
Yeah.
You know, Gnangle and fucking.
No, I don't know Gnangle.
Christine or something. But some of these people like. They were at SNL, and then they were writing our thing, and I'm like, I'm a shithead comic, so I can't believe I have to be there by 11, the easiest time. We're out by 6. Like, it wasn't even a hard workload, but it's still, like, too much for me to be a professional about. Like,
that's a fucking dream.
Yeah, it's great. I'm happy, but
we're there. The last week I was there, I got there at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday and didn't leave till, like, 9 o'clock at night on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's, like, real work. That's not, like... Yeah. No, I'm a piece of shit. That's the point of this fucking story. All right, I'm out of here.
All right, buddy. I'll see you later. Later. Thanks for fucking ending the way you started. Fucking awful.
You kept the handkerchief on you the whole time. You could have given it to me as a warning.
I would have made you eat it. My mic is fucking dying. I'm so pissed right now. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening with these fuck... Dumb Luis Gomez was in this fucking studio tonight. The thing was unplugged. The Zoom was fucked up. Now this is fucked up. God damn it. I hope it's not coming through. Hang on one second. All right. I think it's just my headphones. I think it's the fucking headphones. I don't know what the fuck it is. Anyways, I think that shit's interesting, Mike.
It is interesting.
Because first of all, you don't want to be on TV, you're saying. You want to just write. I don't get that. Is that real? Are you saying that to be fucking humble?
No, I want to be on TV, but I don't like have a desire to be a cast member, no.
Really? What if they offer it to you?
I mean it's a big opportunity to be able to do, so it would there's sometimes where you got to suck it up and do something that's better for your career, but like that's not something I want to do.
What do you want to do?
I want to write there. I really like writing. I get that itch scratched when I'm doing stand up and when I get to tour and when I do shit like that. Like I get that performance aspect out of it. I mean, but I do like I'm so green to writing. I feel like I'm learning so much that I just kind of want to stay here and focus. I don't want to be a double major. I want to focus on one thing and really get good at it because I know that the performance aspect and being on screen is something that's going to come a lot quicker than me learning how to write and produce. And it's a really cool opportunity to focus on. I feel like a lot of times when you become a cast member and you put that pressure on yourself, you're talking about scoring and talking about being good on the show and being used on the show used correctly and all that pressure. It's a lot of pressure, man. This is kind of the cushy side of it, writing and being kind of behind the scene and learning a lot from the performers, man.
Right. Yeah.
It like it's really helpful.
What do you want to do after this, though? Do you want to have your own show? I really don't know yet.
I want a kick ass hour. Like I want a classic hour. Like that's the most. That's the furthest I look down the pike.
How much time you got?
I don't know. I'm going to burn a bunch with this half hour, but I don't know. Like, I want an hour that really, really means something. I wanted to feel like an hour. I don't want to feel like 60 minutes of jokes. I wanted to feel like a fucking hour.
Like a piece.
Yeah, I want you to be full after
I respect
it,
that.
You know, so.
What are you going to do? What are you, now that this fucking tour is over, The honeymoon's over.
Yeah. The thrill is gone.
What are you gonna do?
I go see, like, you know, I could I sell out to take places, like, you know, if it was the three of us, or sell as many tickets as the girls? Probably not, but I can sell a decent amount of tickets. So I've been going on the road, you know, trying to do that. I'm gonna do the half hour, and then
now, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You said when you go on the road with these girls, it's harder for you to do because you're act, but now when you go by yourself, are you getting your fans? Are they laughing?
Yeah.
Are they getting you?
Because now I get guy code fans. Well, I'm performing, even though I'm on girl code, I'm still I'm not they don't care about me, they care about the girls. I'm performing for the girls' fans.
Right.
When I do my own, like when I just did Governors, there's all my, those were guys who, like, when I start talking about my dad or shit, they're like, yeah, you know, right. So it's a little bit better.
So let me ask you a question. Does it bother you about, you know, the shit that you get for being on Guy Code or these shit, these, I mean, it's talking head shit. I think we've all did it. You know, it used to be the VH1 thing, and now it's.
I just quit VH1.
You what?
I just quit the VH1.
Oh, you quit
thing.
Best Week Ever?
You quit it?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Well, I just, because of SNL, I had to.
All right. Well, fucking, that's a better thing. You didn't.
But
quit.
I mean, I'm
you didn't quit it because of some type of dignity, or you.
Oh no, I hated doing talking head stuff.
You hated it.
I hated doing talking head stuff.
Really?
Oh my God, I hated it.
Why?
Just it's for me. It was, I was talking a lot about shit that I didn't know about.
So you're just making it up. What are you doing with your phone? Put your phone away.
Sorry.
Put your phone away. Yeah. I was talking about a lot of television stuff. Right.
Wasn't
now.
It's not fair.
So, but you.
Me.
Are you going to sign? I mean, does it bother you that people give you shit? Does it?
Yeah. Well, it did. It did for a long time. Even though, like, people would come up to me, you know, say 6 months ago and be like, oh, congrats on this, congrats on that. And I was like, yo, don't call me a comic, though. Like, I'm just some fucking talking head asshole. But then when I did Letterman, I felt small validation. Now do the half hour, I feel small. If I could get on Fallon, I'll feel, you know, again, I'll just, those steps, I, like I said, I appreciate MTV.
So your thing is to get now to get back to your comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Your thing right now, okay, I did this.
Yeah.
MTV, thank you. I'm going to go do my comedy right now. I'll go back to MTV when they call me back.
I don't want to leave MTV. And, you know, I appreciate them. But I know inside me that I want to, I don't want to say be bigger than them. I don't want to, I don't mean it that way. I mean, like, if I want to write my own show, it'll be for Comedy Central, for a network. That's what I want to do.
Right.
You know, I want to be more respected. Like, I feel, even though I have, you know, I guess some people would say heat, you know, it's different than Mike's heat, where I feel Mike is a lot more respected by our peers than I am, because I'm looked at as some MTV talking head jerk off, and I get why.
Well, you know, can I tell you why?
Yeah,
I'll tell you why. Because we see Mike at the clubs every weekend. We see Mike doing stand up. He's in the trenches when he doesn't need to be. You could go home. I mean, there's so many comics that have written for SNL that just go home when they're done because they're making their thousands of dollars every week. They're making their 8,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000. How much are they making?
10 million.
You know what I mean? But you're on the road with two girls that have been doing comedy for five seconds. But you can't say no to that.
I can't.
You can't.
And now I've been in the city. I've been in the city for 4 days. I mean, I've done, you know, 12, 13 spots. I did two spots tonight already. Like, I'll send my avails to the seller.
When you're back, you're going to be back, and all of a sudden you're Chris fucking the comic.
Yeah.
You're around. Out of sight, out of mind. You're not around. And then where is he? Oh, he's like, what the fuck is he doing? But you can't not do it. You got to do what you got to do.
I mean, these colleges,
but you're not going to get, you're not going to get out of fucking getting your fucking balls busted.
Oh yeah, no, I know. You know? And I know even no matter what I get. I mean, I know doing the half hour, even if I did the Tonight Show, I'd still get my balls busted because I'm still, like, you know, even Artie Lang's, you know,
dude, I got
like
shit. I got shit for Torgasm.
Yeah. He busts my balls every day.
Comedians of comedy,
whatever. Well,
they would do, you know, Zach and the comics were out there doing the same shit we're doing.
They would get bullshit.
Yeah, they're doing fucking dumb fart jokes too and fucking whatever, being on a, they're in a shitty toy. It's just a less fancy version.
Yeah. It's,
and we got shit. I mean, we got shit on. I got shit on. And it sucks, too. Even when they're like, dude, you were good, but everybody... It's like, that sucks, too. I don't want to take that either.
No. I definitely have a thing inside me that feels like I'm getting, you know, like my family thinks that I'm like this fucking great comedian, but I don't feel that way. I feel like I got some...
I don't think you should as a comic.
You know, I
don't think you should. I think you should know that your abilities...
Yeah.
But I think the thing that keeps us, when you look at somebody, your peer, get better,
right,
or somebody that you know is, oh my God, how I got, oh, fuck me, I stink. Look at him. Look at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Yeah. Right when I thought I'd gone somewhere, I'll watch somebody do a set and I'll be like, you got to be shitting me.
Yeah, that's why, that's why I love working the scene so much because there's so many people here that, that can do things I can't do.
Right.
Where I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's why I don't want to leave New York. I would never leave New York.
I need a bit.
Well, it's funny even tonight, Mike. Like, you're going up. I hear you annihilating, right? And I'm like, okay, I got to go up. All right, fuck. I got to do... I wanted to go up and just do my thing. But I had to do a certain set tonight. I had to do this set that I'm doing at the Patrice Benefit tomorrow about having a kid. It's all this other stuff about having a kid. And I'm like, I can't pussy out. If I pussy out and go and just try to get laughs right now and try to compete with what you were fucking doing... I'm fucked. It will feel good. I won't feel, but I got to go up and open up with these. And then I go up and some fan of the, I guess she, you know, she knows who I am. O&A fan coming to the Patrice. We love you. And she's talking. You don't get it. You're talking.
Yeah.
You're fucking being an asshole
because
you're drunk and you're yelling shit out. I'm up here trying to work. It's a fucking Monday. This isn't a Friday.
Yeah,
I'm not performing. I'm trying to work this set out right now. Now you just fucked up my timing. Everything's fucking.
Yeah.
And I got to work myself out of a hole I put myself in. But for some reason, that to me feels better because I walk off feeling like shit.
Right.
Because it went. All right. Now I know I got to go listen to this fucking 10 minutes. I got to find out. Oh, I stayed in the joke long and I did all this shit that I got to. There was some funny stuff, but most of it sucked. Blah, blah. You know what I mean? If I went up and did 10 minutes and killed of my whatever horse shit,
right.
I wouldn't even be thinking about it right now. But now I'm fucking thinking about it.
Yeah.
For me, it's the opposite because I don't get to do comedy as much as I want to.
Yeah.
Because during work weeks, it's so exhausting. During work weeks to do stand up too, like to book stuff because we're on call and I gotta cancel gigs. I look like a jerk. You know, I look like I'm big timing people.
Right,
so I usually don't try to book anything. I don't even send in avails and shit.
Right.
So when I get off weeks, like now we have some off weeks, I'll do stand up and most of my stand up is me doing material because I'm just trying to get my chops back. Like I'm just trying to get my rhythm and timing back. I feel like there's times I'm up there like 7 minutes into a set and I'm reaching back like, what other jokes do I know?
But that's the thing.
Because I'm just way off.
Every comic at the cell, that's why I love the cell. Every guy on here is doing something.
Yeah.
We're either trying to get our shit back, working on new stuff, trying to make something a little better. Yeah. And some guys are just trying to kill. Which is fine too. I know guys that are up there fucking just annihilating with their shit.
Yeah,
and that's fine too. You know what I mean? That's what I love. We're all trying to do something different. But it's fucking respected. I don't think in my brain I'm ever gonna be respected. What am I gonna hold up a fucking Emmy? I'm still gonna want an Oscar.
Right.
I feel like it's you feel the heat. Like for me, I feel the heat. Like of, oh, he's gonna do this, blah, blah. And then I'm like, well, I can't make these guys look like an asshole. Like I don't I gotta do well because people think I'm gonna do well.
Yeah,
and I don't want to be a it's a lot of pressure.
There's a lot of heat on both of you fucks.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but it's not shit that like we don't walk around saying like we're gonna be this whatever.
Mike, tell me if this, because I know like sometimes we get compared because we both started around the same time. Sometimes I feel
we started
like
the same way.
Sometimes I feel like you got the heat, but you got the kind of heat that I want. You know, like
how so? What do you mean by that?
Because I feel like you have all the respect. Yeah, maybe right now, maybe I'm the one that is air quotes. Known or you know
that's bullshit. Not air quotes, that's true.
No, but like bullshit, you know, maybe no,
I think Chris likes to do air quotes.
No, what I'm saying is maybe right now I'm the one that gets stopped to the streets and people will once in a while take pictures. Maybe but I'd rather be underground and respected like you. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean
I got turned away from 4 comedy festivals this year because they don't give a shit that I did anything else. They look at me like some MTV, you know, talking head.
Yeah, but listen, Chris, though, you're
I don't mean to be bitching about it.
I'm not bitching about it, but what you're missing too is that his what he went down the roads he went down, his comedy got him this thing at the writing position. Okay, the writing position is definitely more respected.
Yes.
Writing at SNL
is the most respected.
It's not the most. Don't get carried away. But listen, it's SNL, dude. You're a writer at SNL.
Sure.
There's a lot of people that writing. Louis was a writer. Attell was a writer. There's a lot of guys that were writers that went on to be these great, amazing comedians. You went and you did, it's this... this fast, holy shit, wow fame that just came on, and all of a sudden you're riding in and out. It's like when I did Tourgasm. I'm on this fucking tour. All of a sudden it's on HBO after the Sopranos every fucking Sunday, and now I'm doing this other tour. I'm all over the... And then, it's like, was it mine? No, and it kind of bugs you because it's not yours. It's not... It wasn't mine. It was his.
Right.
It was his thing. It wasn't... I was always... So, I spent... the last 5 years trying to make my thing. This podcast was something that I wanted to make mine.
Right.
It wasn't anybody else's. It wasn't, I wasn't on this other show or someone else's coattail. This is my thing that I hustle and make. And so the fans of this show know me. They come here because of me.
For me, I consciously turned down stuff that,
right.
Yeah. So for SNL.
Right.
SNL was. If
he had SNL, an option of SNL, I'm sure he would have turned things down too.
But I mean, I turned down like network stuff.
Right.
For it, that would have probably been
famous.
Yeah, but for me it was. I always go for the what's going to make me better as a comic as opposed to. Cause we're lifers. We're gonna be here. So it's for me. I feel like I'm gonna have opportunities. I'm gonna fuck them up.
Well, not everybody's gonna be there.
I feel like I'm saying
Scopo's not gonna be there.
Scopo.
I was waiting for that one. I was fucking those.
For me, I feel like there's gonna be opportunities that happen to be famous or to be popular, be recognized.
Of course.
But if I'm not prepared for it, and I feel like whatever's gonna make me writing in this environment is making me stronger.
Yeah.
And being able to perform still makes me stronger.
Right.
Being able to live in New York City is making me stronger. Mm-hmm. So that's that's the paramount shit.
Well, here's the thing: as when I got married, it made me a better comic, and now that I have a kid, I think it's even making me a better comic.
Yeah.
Because now I'm up there forcing myself to talk about other shit that I would never, ever in a million years think about talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a fucking man now. I own a house. I had to shovel a roof off today.
Yeah, you're legit.
I was on my roof
doing
shit. I was doing work I haven't done since I was a kid.
Yeah.
When I had to do chores.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I had to do chores today for a house, and it's like my whole brain is in this other... But here, I have to find out where that funny is for me.
Yeah.
Because I can't... I can keep this... I got a couple hours of material.
Yeah.
I can keep it, and I've been fucking off. I've been making mistakes the last... This is some real shit, man. I did, for the Attell show, I did some material from my old album that I never got on TV because it was too dirty. But then they did the Attell thing where you could do whatever you want. So I took this 10 minutes out and I polished it off and I did it because I didn't want to give them my new hour.
Right.
And it killed. And then I slipped it in on a weekend, this little fucking 8-minute chunk, you know what I mean? And motherfucker, dude, it kept sneaking back in.
Mm-hmm.
And then... another one, and then something else snuck back in. And then all of a sudden I'm doing almost 15 minutes of old shit because it's killing. And I'm like, I had to stop. I had to fucking stop doing it.
Yeah.
It got addictive. It got addictive to do this older shit because these people, the people that even saw me the last time, they don't know what this shit is.
Yeah.
It's from my old album or stuff that I never... And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta stop doing it because it's almost like new shit to people, but it's old shit and I'm fucking being a phony. And it just feels good to not have to worry about the hour.
Right.
I'm just gonna kill for an hour and I know how to do it. That's a dick. That's the...
It's nothing more than having something in your back pocket that it's in my back pocket and you're trying to grow, but you're like, but you know what? I could just play this fucking card and it's like having somebody else's credit card.
That's what Quinn said to me.
It's like a corporate card where you're like, you know what? I could spend my...
Well, here's the thing. Quinn said it to me. Well, you can walk off stage and not feel guilty as a comic. He goes, that's when you're a comic. Yeah. He goes, we all do something in that hour that we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Right.
What? I did that joke. Oh, fuck, I said that. Oh, I did that little improv and it was kind of like, you know, I opened up. When you can do an hour and not... You know, that's when you're a fucking comic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's weird. Look, man, you guys are both doing great. It makes me sick to my stomach. It really, just knowing that you fucking assholes are right on my heels.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should. I want to be there.
It should. Good. Yeah, it should make you feel good. You're fucking going to walk right over my back.
Over your fucking...
And have a fucking size... What are you, 12?
Yeah, your fucking lifeless, sugarless, carbless back.
Yeah. There's going to be a thin dad with a dirty polo shirt.
Yeah.
Going up to Woodbury Commons to get, you know, some deals.
Yeah.
And you fucking two fucking queers.
Looking for fucking roofing equipment.
I tell you, I knew when I was finished... When me and Keith were outside one night and there was these broads out, they were just all over us. Smoking Spanish broads.
Yeah.
And we just killed. And then I looked around and I saw Steve Byrne and Dove Davidoff and Artie Fuqua, and they were just sitting quietly watching us try to fucking do what we do to these chicks. And then they slowly walked in like fucking like
hyenas.
Hyenas, right? Yeah, 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 yeah. And we slowly backed out like fucking lions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We slowly were like, all right, man, I got to go. Yeah, me too. And they came in and started talking. And the girls, like, we weren't even existed. So it is a fucking scary thing. And the only thing that keeps you relevant, the only thing is if you, you know, you keep fucking thinking you stink.
Yeah.
I think. And keep writing shit. Keep trying to be funny. So,
yeah.
You motherfuckers. Michael Che, what do you got, buddy? We're going to end the show.
I'm in Boston this weekend. I don't know if this will be out, but I'm at Caroline's March 22nd to 24th, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be there. If
you got a website?
Yeah. Yeah, MichaelCHe.com and Twitter, Che Thinks.
Yeah, Che Thinks, man. Very funny guy. You're one of my new favorite people that
Bobby.
I know, buddy. Really, thanks for coming on. What do you got, Mikey D?
Chrissy D. Call me
Oh,
Mikey.
Chrissy. I called, yeah. You know why?
So many people call me Mike.
I know why I call you Mikey D. You remind me of Mikey D a lot.
Really?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's,
you're not as cunty and as aggressive, but your attitude and, you know, I know you got it in you, too. You probably beat somebody up. I'm sorry about that, Chrissy.
I always wonder if he would like me. You know,
he would have loved you.
I hope.
He would have loved you, and he would have fucking took you under his wing.
Oh, that would be
Yeah,
great.
You guys would definitely... It's you because you're the same type of guy, even though you're a little more sensitive than most guys.
Yeah.
Look at fucking my
fucking tampons in my ass gross. Crying in Times Square.
It is gross.
Yeah, dude, you're over it, right?
Yeah. Well, not completely, but I'm almost there. Yeah.
Will you please call me?
Yes.
Next time you need.
I will.
Will you call me when you're fucking sad?
If you give me the green light, don't. Giannis gave me the green light and I fucking ruined his life for 2 weeks.
Well, I helped Giannis through his shit.
All right.
So you call me. Whenever you need me, because cool. I went through this shit, and I got great advice on this stuff.
All right.
I give fucking fantastic pep talks.
I'll call.
I really do.
I will. I got your number.
All right. What do you got, buddy?
Me? You know, I got a website, too, ChristyComedy.com, and I'll be taping that half-hour special March 26th at the Royal Theater in Boston if anybody wants to come.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What do you got? Scopo?
Just my Twitter.
Yeah, go to
Chris Scopo.
Can we please follow this fucking
piece?
He
said nothing the whole time. What was he on punishment or is it?
No, he can talk.
Why did you?
He's got a mic right there.
Nah, because you guys were involved, and I was just trying to get the cameras right. So
look, man, Scopo. Here's the thing. Scopo's learning. Scopo is doing the cameras.
Yeah.
I think I want to do this. I want to switch off and have Kelly do these, and then you do them. You understand?
Yeah, I want to do that, but then every time I bring it up, she's like, no.
Well, that doesn't matter what she says.
No.
I'm going to make that happen. Next time she's doing the cameras, you sit
She's
the
still
fuck
skinny,
down.
Kelly?
No.
Really?
She's fat again.
Oh, geez.
But it's way better.
She, yeah, it's better. She looks good thick,
her
yeah.
fucking titties are so much
They're
better.
Big tits.
But, yeah, I got great news I'm going to be announcing very soon. Some really fucking awesome news I'm very excited about. I'm going to hold on to it for a couple more weeks. Maybe not a couple weeks. Maybe next week. What else? So, you know, of course, follow the show on Twitter and Facebook. Tell your friends about it. Go to iTunes and share. What is it? Subscribe.
Do it again.
Stay on them. Subscribe. And look at these fucking two young bucks. Then go to me.
Look at
it's called the past. And they're the future, right there. That's the future. Ah, fuck me.
Leather jackets.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe, leave a review, follow us on Twitter. You guys are the best fans of the fucking world. Thanks so much for listening to the You Know What, Dude podcast.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.